This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow's news tonight in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women listening to us right now, all across the country and around the world, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working across the frozen tundra all across America and all around the world, getting the oil out of the ground and keeping America rolling along. Thank you very much for the job you're doing. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, you can get into the chat room over there and follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge, you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, a lot of stuff going on. The president had a another two-plus-hour press conference yesterday, and I could see Kayleigh McEnany's work, our Tampa gal, who's now the press secretary, with the nice little video they put together showing all of the different things that the president had done in chronological order, disputing what the media was saying about, well, he hasn't done this and he hasn't done that. And it was laid out very nicely. No one can dispute what was there. He had both sides of the aisle. He had not only Republicans but Democrats in there talking about how good things were. And little Dr. Fauci got up there and straightened out his little statement that he made over the weekend. And things were going along pretty good. And then all of a sudden, when they got into the gist of the press conference, I don't know who was worse. I don't know if it was the MSNBC, NBC blonde female reporter that was there. And boy, did she have an attitude.
Well, right. You know, the president, of course, and in this press conference, they, as you said, they're able to lay out what was done. And it's important to note that, you know, I don't know how many anchors on the cable news channels were going on and on about, you know, in the early days of this, well, you know, the flu is worse and then this and talking to experts and they're saying this isn't going to be a big deal. And then, of course, I think one of the big kahunas on this, Captain, is Joe Biden saying that shutting down travel from China was xenophobic. And this kind of thing. And then I think what was a New York Times op-ed saying it was a dumb idea, basically just paraphrasing, and that it wouldn't work anyway. But it worked, and this, the president was doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing based on the misinformation, by the way, that was coming in from China that was relayed through Dr. Fauci and the other experts close to the president.
Well, he defended his coronavirus actions, which he didn't really have to do, but he did, and he laid it all out on the line, and he absolutely destroyed any talking points that
ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC had been using against him. He absolutely destroyed them.
Well, exactly right. And again, I think that the viewers, the American people who want to watch these press conferences and
yeah, they do.
Sex, by the way, because they want the information. And the one thing they don't want, Captain, is they don't want the politics. And they don't want the anti-Trumpism and sort of just a party line that that so many have taken against the president, because they are worried about what's actually going on in for their family, for their community. And I do think that President Trump, he's holding the line, and he is blazing the trail. And I think he's definitely going to be seen by the voters as maybe the one person in all of this who is trying to do the right thing for him.
And I don't watch the Alphabet Soup network, so I'd have no idea who the female reporter was that was jabbing. But she started out jabbing at Dr. Fauci and trying to get some answers there, and he just stopped. He just stopped. He said, he said what he said for an answer, and she kept jabbing away, and he just kind of put his arms up and turned around and walked away.
Well, exactly. You know, I saw
Dr. Was very disrespectful.
Well, you see,
and a disgrace to me as a reporter. I don't care, male, female, or whatever, but she obviously, they stop being a reporter when they start antagonizing.
Well, certainly. I mean, I think that's a sign of desperation. You know, I saw Dr. Fauci being interviewed by the Reverend Al on MSNBC. I saw a clip of that. But even the way the questions are set up, questions like, when did you think that this was a real problem kind of a question? In other words, trying to set it up for Dr. Fauci perhaps to say, well, I thought it was a big problem way before the president ever thought so, and I was always trying to, but he didn't say that. He said, we had bad information. The Chinese weren't telling us the truth about this whole thing. And so everybody got snookered on this to one degree or another.
You got me thinking about something. You just said Reverend Al, right?
Right, the Reverend Al, yeah.
This is Reverend Al, and I just want y'all to know that I just don't want to, I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, and then you got Jim Acosta.
Yeah,
saying, hey, Mr. President, we've had people telling us that your whole thing is just a bunch of happy talk. I mean,
yeah.
You know, what does he want? Doomsday talk? What is that? I don't know what these people will please them.
It's because that's the point that they're trying to sell, and it's not true.
Exactly.
And by the way, the ratings are such that they're not being watched. So I guess and the only reason that they're there at the presidential briefing is because they know they're getting some significant ratings. And hey, they're going to be seen. Look at me, I'm with CNN. I'm going to be on television finally. Oh boy. Well, anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And oh, by the way, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, I have been a customer of Relief Factor for going on 4 years right now, and I've been taking it religiously every day during that time. And quite simply put, it works for me. I've got arthritis. I also have swelling in my left ankle, the one that was surgically replaced, and I have to keep taking something to try to reduce the swelling. And the Relief Factor does just exactly that for me, plus cuts the pain that I have down there. And every day I run a pain level when I start out before the Relief Factor kicks in of about a 3 or a 4. And after I get into the Relief Factor, then it drops down to a 0. And that's me. Now, if it works for me, it'll work for you. And here's the other thing. The fact of the matter is the Relief Factor 3-week quick start is the best way to go. It's $19.95. And the $19.95 Relief Factor 3-week quick start will get you started for 3 weeks. And when it works for you, which it will, then you'll have an opportunity to just automatically get the preferred monthly delivery, and you'll get other different things along with it along the way, opportunities for other discounts on different products and things that they have. And this is all natural. That's what I like about it. It's all natural. So don't forget to go over to the website. They gave me a website for this, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. It'll get rid of that pain that you're suffering with. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. And Kyle, the natives are getting restless. And what I'm talking about here is in the states of Ohio and Michigan and North Carolina, we now have residents that are starting to protest the orders that the states have taken in regards to either curfews or shutting down of businesses and playgrounds and things like that, and they want their states opened up for business again.
That's exactly right, Captain, and it, of course it's been several weeks, and you're right. I think people are starting to begin to hit the limit of what they're willing to accept in all this. I think, first and foremost, the American people have been very, very good at wanting to do their part to help slow the spread of the coronavirus, but they are also getting very, very agitated about the state of their businesses and their jobs. As you mentioned, in Ohio, protesters go to the Ohio State House. They protest during the governor's press conferences so bad we understand that you can hear them on the live stream. You can hear them banging on the doors outside and so forth. So that's very, very interesting. Also, in North Carolina, there are calls for protests, I believe, on Wednesday, I believe, to begin to protest that. And then also, the big story in all this right now is Governor Whitmer in Michigan, where she is getting an amazing amount of blowback on this.
It's more than blowback. They've got a recall of the petition up for her right now.
That's true. That's how serious this really gets. I've seen several videos that have been posted by people walking through some of the big box stores that also have grocery stores in them. People know them as Target, or they know them as Walmart, that kind of thing. In Michigan, they have a chain there called Meijer, as I understand. And so they walk through the store and they show you that they can buy these items, but they can't buy a bunch of other items that you might even get in order to help even just pass the time at your home, maybe stuff for your yard or that kind of stuff. And so the crackdown, as it's being viewed, is just not sitting well with people, because they feel that not only do they need to stay home, which again they're happy to do their part, but they feel like they're now being told you cannot do this, you cannot do that. It seems to go beyond the safer at home idea.
Well, there's going to be more of this going on because people have had it. I'm getting more and more and more of the people that are just mad as hell, not going to take it anymore. And one of the things that I understand is that you need to find out, folks, you need to find out who these people are that are voting these things in and approving this. And come November, you need to vote them the hell out and start over again with somebody that's got your agenda in mind instead of theirs. Because when they go, well, it's for the health, well, it's for the safety and all this sort of stuff. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's because they've got this feeling of power and whatever the hell it is you want, that goes along with it. That, well, look what I can do. Just like the governor of Michigan. You talk about overreach. I'm telling you, there's a class action suit in the works right now in Michigan. That governor is going to get her hands slapped because of the things that she stepped down there. They actually shut down sections of stores where they couldn't sell things because the governor didn't want it to be sold. You couldn't buy grass seed for your lawn. You couldn't buy flowers to plant in your yard. You couldn't buy fertilizer. You couldn't buy a garden hose if you needed to have a garden hose to water your lawn. I mean, how stupid is all of that?
It is stupid, and by the way, included in that, Captain, are seeds.
Yeah.
Like, for example, let's just say that you wanted to grow some carrots or lettuce or onions or whatever it is, you know, that you can go to the home store and buy seeds for your garden. Well, those are off limits now for some bizarre reason. Now, don't you think that in a situation where the shelves can be bare at the store for whatever reason during this whole thing, that people wouldn't be encouraged to say, hey, if you could grow some heads of lettuce at home, you know, have at it, because every little bit helps. Back in World War II, they were called victory gardens, for goodness sake.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the other thing is, out west where you're at, out there in California, your governor is going to have a press conference today to tell everybody how they're going to reopen California. What do you know about that?
Well, we know that it's going to happen 12 p.m. local time. That'll be 3 p.m. Eastern time. Governor Gavin Newsom is going to have a press conference where he says that he's going to roll out basically the incremental release of the stay-at-home home orders. We don't know exactly what that entails. We're going to get more information, obviously, by tomorrow. But he did say that he was going to use science to guide their decision and not political pressure. But again, it sort of begs the question, and part of the reason, I think, Captain, is that that California has had much less cases than were predicted, which is in and of itself a very, very good thing. But how they're going to be able to relax some of these restrictions remains to be seen, because, of course, you've got to keep social distancing. Like, for example, you can't simply open up restaurants overnight if the idea is you don't want people congregating in a closed room somewhere, even with masks.
Restaurants that had a large supply of food in my area, and I think they've done it in other areas, were cooking for the first responders and for the nurses and doctors and whatnot, and they were taking some of their food to the hospitals and, you know, where it could be consumed by the nurses and whatnot. Otherwise, they were going to have to throw the food away, and that they don't want to do that. Now, Al is in the chat room from Nebraska, and he's telling us, he says, that's being done here in Nebraska as well. Walmart has cordoned off some of the non-essential things in the aisles.
Very interesting. Now,
who determines non-essential?
Well, that's a very good question.
If you need a water hose, that's essential because you needed a water hose, right?
Well, that's exactly right.
I mean, I'm just using it as a point. Or tools. Let's say you need a pipe wrench because you got to fix your pipes because they're leaking or whatever.
Precisely. But this is happening, I think, also in Vermont. They were asking stores like Targets or the bigger stores, big box stores, to cut down on the essential items. Part of their reasoning is that they want to reduce foot traffic. But at the same time, though, if you've gone to there to get your groceries, a lot of people buy groceries at Target and places like that because they have really good grocery places, but at the same time, if they say, "Oh, I need that for my house," or as like you said, "I can fix on that while I'm at home and not going to work," it just seems to be a little out of step with, again, because what they do, Captain, is they make the American people feel like they're being subjugated and they're not partners in this whole thing. Because if you can go to the grocery store and wear a bandana over your face, why can't you pick up a pair of gardening shears? That makes no sense.
Yeah, now here's one for you, as we get ready to go to the bottom of the hour break. Former First Lady Michelle Obama and her celebrity actress group, which is a group of movie actresses and people in the Hollywood light, are getting behind the Democrats' national vote-by-mail initiative. Isn't that just ducky?
Well, exactly. That may be one of the new causes that they feel that they can pick up on, because it sounds good, but at the same time, it's not really worked out in terms of making sure that it's a fair process.
All righty, and folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and myself. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more to talk about, and got a lot of activity in the chat room. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
But they issued a statement saying that Joe Biden agrees that President Trump was right to close it down to China. Now, he did that. Now, he issued it on Friday night.
President Trump telling reporters at the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that even Joe Biden reversed course and said he did the right thing by stopping flights to China because of the coronavirus. At the briefing, the president fighting mainstream media criticism of his administration's response, and he plays a video clip with bipartisan praise of the Herculean effort to stop the spread of the virus. In this clip, California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom.
He returns calls, he reaches out, he's been proactive. We got that mercy ship that was directly because he sent it down here. 2,000 medical units came to the state of California, these FMS, these field medical stations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Yes, sir. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Geico, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And let me tell you something. You people that are lucky enough to be policyholders at geico.com, all 18 million of you that have automobile policies and all 1 million of you that have motorcycle policies are about to get $2.5 billion back in terms of a discount. It's a $150 per auto policy, $30 per motorcycle policy. It's going to be a direct give back of 15% credit. Now, the reason they're doing this is because nobody's driving, or at least they're not driving what they used to be. And as a result, Geico is giving people back money on their insurance. So everybody whose policy came up for renewal from April the 8th to October the 7th, and anybody buying a new policy in that time is getting this credit of $150 off the auto policy and $30 off the motorcycle policy. So there you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. They have absolutely, I've been with them for about 15 years now, and I'll tell you, there's nobody any better. Nobody any better. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, well, we have on the telephone line Picasso. You ready?
I'm ready for Picasso.
All right, he's ready for Picasso, so we're ready for Picasso. Have at it.
Okay, it's the time for Tampa. We got 6 months, 2 weeks, 5 days, 15 hours, 1 minute, and 6 seconds until that Trump train rides into a second term in the White House. That's 203 days. I promise the next time I call, I'll do my Al Sharpton impressions for you there, Professor Kyle. He said you saw some of those cliffs of there. Anyway, I got a serious question before I lambast you. I do want to tell your audience that we can't broadcast the conversations I've had for years with Captain off the air. But years ago, I walked up to him after being out of the country for 20 years off and on, and I felt that the country had changed in a way that I didn't like, and I started listening to his show, and he made me feel so good about my country. I walked up to him one time and gave him a little pin of America and just kind of walked away, and then we started talking. We got Andrew Gillum, didn't we, Captain?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we went after Andrew heavy, and I was doing things online behind the scenes, and he was feeding me information, and that was before Andrew was found naked with his gay escort in the hotel room a couple months ago. This was years ago.
And now his wife is divorcing
when he was
him.
Running. Anyway, we knew what he was like and who he really was and how great of a guy that Ron is, the governor now, how straight of an arrow, ex-military man himself. Anyway, get to my questions. We could go on forever. Professor Kyle, this question's for you, too. And you don't have to agree with the captain now, Kyle. You can have your different opinion here. So it's like for both of you. Now, is it we agree with the situation that the country should be open now. It should be opening up today slowly and within the next 5 or 6 days. Okay, so the past is the past. But I want to ask you a question before I write about this. Are you of the opinion, it's yes or no, Captain, you can't answer a long dissertation. Are you of the opinion that we should not have shut the country down? Both of you.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I am of the impression that we should have slowed it down, not shut it down. So the answer is no. I would have slowed it down, not shut it down.
All right. All right, Kyle?
Yeah, I think that the shutdown would have had to have been based on the regional things that were going on at that particular time, and maybe not any kind of a blanket thing. But yeah, that's right. I think we could have, if we could do social distancing at the grocery store, I think you could do social distancing at most other small businesses and not have thrown people out of work the way that happened. Yeah.
Well, I can't say that you're wrong on that. I want to express my opinion to this. I don't listen to the lefty media. They took this thing way out. I did forecast on January 1st that said on Easter we were going to have 20,000 deaths at worst. We were going to have 60 and we probably would have between 20 and 30. I missed it by 24 hours. So I've been interested in this topic since 1990. I'm not a mathematician, though, but I've been very personally interested in this topic, this specific one. So I did my own models. But the point is that we have had 23,000 people die in less than 6 weeks, and that's nasty, Captain. You know that. You know that. You were in Vietnam. You saw, now we had 57,939 people die in Vietnam, but that was, it ended in 75. I think those people were counted over a matter of years.
Right.
I was afraid that if we didn't shut the country down, that number would have jumped to 60,000. That's my only disagreement.
All right. Well, thank you. And I gotta let you go.
Work,
I got a bunch of callers.
Get to work, America.
A bunch of callers. Okay. Thank you very much. And let's get over here. So Kyle got another caller. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I think, is this Nelson?
Yes, it is.
All right, what's up?
Just a little bit of an announcement, and that is that there's going to be a rally on Thursday at the state capitol in regards to getting candidates for office.
How about getting the state open?
Well, that too.
Okay, all right, good.
The problem is that we don't have candidates for offices because there have only been 3 people in the whole state of Florida to qualify to get their names on the ballot for the primary. And the idea is the only other way for them, besides the collection of signatures, and only 3 have done it,
is to buy their way on the ballot.
Yes, they have to buy their way on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And like to run for Congress and so on, it's $10,000.
Correct.
So, Within a week and a half, that window is going to be closed.
All right, so when is this at the Capitol?
Okay, it's going to be Thursday at noontime.
This Thursday?
And a bunch of, I'm sorry, this Thursday,
right.
Like in 2 days,
okay.
Whatever, and at noontime.
In Tallahassee,
and,
okay. Mm-hmm.
At the Old State House. And the idea is that people need to make their voice known that we need to reduce the price of entry. Otherwise, it's like a poll tax.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned poll tax. It used to be $2, and it was such that they said, people will refuse to go and vote because they are not able to come up with $2.
Well,
this
is another reason why we need to open this state up, because if we don't, and by the way, there's some people by intention are doing this.
Oh, of course.
Yep.
Oh, of course.
Yep.
I'm a free enterprise conservative libertarian.
Okay.
And the idea is that I want freedom. I don't want this. And it isn't even essential to do this.
All right. Okay.
Take care.
Well, thank you very much. And that's a very interesting point, Kyle, because I did not know that. I'm glad he told us, because if you want to get involved in the state rally they're going to have, I guess he said there's going to be a protest there, too, about opening up the state of Florida. This is why I'm sitting here right now, and I'm watching all of this. I'm getting all the emails I'm getting from people all around the country. I'm even getting phone calls now, Kyle, that if I don't know the number, I don't answer it, so I let go to voicemail. But people are they've had it. They've had it.
Well, they have, and I think that based on, see, as all this is changing and the numbers that are coming in, as I was saying earlier, thankfully they're a lot less than we
right.
initially thought. And I think that, again, people are happy to do their part, and but if it is not completely...
Oh, and I need to tell you, and Picasso brought up a very interesting point. When we come back, folks, we're going to tell you why they are trying to get all of these deaths and just call them coronavirus. We're going to tell you why there's a big rush to do that, even though some of these people that have come in may have had a heart attack, or they may have had breathing difficulties, they may have had COPD or whatever, and because they tested positive for coronavirus or whatever the situation may be, they're calling them deaths by coronavirus or COVID-19, which is not necessarily the case. They had a pre-existing condition. And I'm going to tell you why they're doing that, because when I tell you why they're doing that, and Kyle, you already know the answer to this, when I tell you why they're doing that, you're just going to sit there and go, my God in heaven, what are they doing to us?
Well, exactly. But again, I think that as we see these numbers go down, then, and especially, that's why I'm very interested to hear what Governor Newsom is going to say, because...
Well, me too.
Yeah, because people are going to want to know, okay, we've done our part so far, and again, we're happy to do it, but how are we going to start getting things sort of getting back where people are going to be able to, because their livelihoods are just disintegrating in front of their eyes. And there's so many small businesses. In fact, our friend Tom Del Baccaro posted something just a little while earlier.
Right, I saw
about,
it.
About the small, 43% of small businesses say they're going to be forced to close permanently.
Well, are those little small towns across the Midwest where they got the little, right, the downtown sections with the stores and all that, and they had to struggle to get back to where they got the stores open again? A lot of them are going to be closing again, and that's the sorry thing about everything that's going on. That's what these jackasses have done, where they've shut down these states. They don't care. They do not care about the little guy. And they can give them all the money they want, but guess what? They got to pay it back.
They got to pay it back.
And if they don't have anything to begin with, how the hell are they going to pay it back?
That's right. And look at the customer base, too. There are
sure.
a lot of loyal customers out there, but some people's lives have been changed completely because they've been furloughed off of their job.
Well, hang on, Kyle. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to tell you what the little game is they're playing with the coronavirus numbers and why they're saying, oh, we got so many people that died from this COVID-19. We're going to tell you why they're rushing to do that, even though it may not exactly be the case. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today.
Maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All right, it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and then we're going to get to what I was telling everybody about just a second ago, so here we go.
On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club with jumping. Introduced myself as low, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm a liar. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wow.
right. That's Tone Loc, and that's a little off-the-wall stuff. That's for Picasso. How's that? That one's for Picasso. And Kyle, you with me?
I'm here, yeah.
Yeah, all right, a little wild thing there. And, of course, that song, gosh, I remember that.
Not the ball.
Whoop, hold it. I remember that song when it was first out there. And, of course, Tone Loc has gone on to do movies and a lot of different things. But this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is always brought to you by our friends at your local trucker, at your local Pilot Travel Center or Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Go on, stop by and see what they got to offer. Well, here we go. Thunderstorms capable of isolated severe wind gusts and hail are expected to develop across northern Florida on Tuesday, kind of the remnants of the weather that went ripping up the coast yesterday. Now, much of the nation from the Rockies to the east will see temperatures below average this week. The core of the cold air will be across the midsection of the nation, where record cold temperatures are possible from the upper Mississippi Valley into portions of the plains. Now, what we got going on right now is we've got a winter weather advisory for snow, eastern New Mexico, into the panhandle of Oklahoma, Amarillo, over towards El Reno, and then on down to Plainview, Texas, on down to Lubbock, Texas. And then we've got freezing cold temperatures from Midland, Texas, kind of on a 45-degree angle right up into Oklahoma and up into Missouri. And I'm talking about temperatures that are going to be, in some cases, down in the teens. And in the Ozarks, it's going to be a chilly few days. And then the eastern part of Kansas is going to be cold for the next few days, most of Missouri. Then it's going to kind of, and here we go again, Kyle. This is like I-70 again. We've had a snowstorm go across I-70. Now we got this bitter cold weather going across there all the way over into Ohio. And we've got frost advisories down into the southern part of Illinois, southern part of Indiana, two-thirds of Kentucky, over half of Tennessee, and we've got some frost advisories, freeze advisories and watches down in the northern one-third of Arkansas and the northern portion, the top portion of Mississippi right now. Now, what's going on in California? There's some snow out there somewhere.
I think snow in the higher elevations. Of course, the storms we had have already sort of rolled through, and they're done. But we're
not really. It's to the north of you. I can see it. I see snow from Redding up to the Medford Oregon line, and then there's a freeze warning again up in Medford with winter weather up into, looks like it's about 50 to 60 miles into Oregon on I-5.
Well, that's right, in the northern part of the state. But here in Southern California, as I was checking on this earlier, it looks like we're actually in for 75 degrees and sunny skies tomorrow as our rain is sort of has dissipated now. But you're right, up in the northern part of the state, it's a different story up there.
Yeah, and northeastern Idaho, you got some snow up in there tonight, and going up 15 up into Montana, you've got snow straight on up 15 all the way to the Canadian border, so straight up north, about a 50-mile swath of snow. I don't know, it's just like a little area up in there that's snowing up in that part of the country. By the way, there is some snow in Colorado tonight for what looks like the east of I-25. And a little bit of it out east of Denver along I-70, possibly out by the airport and a little further to the east. And a little bit of snow going over into Utah along I-70. It looks like around Richfield, Utah, you got a little bit of snow there when you come out of Grand Junction. And then way up into Maine, you got some rain way up in the tip of range, some rain over in the tougher part of New Hampshire. We still got some wind along the coastline of Maine. That's from that system yesterday pulling away now.
That's right, and back in the middle of the country, as you were talking about with the freeze warnings and so forth, the average temperatures there in this time of year are usually 60s and 70s, maybe some 50s, but they're dropping down in the 30s and 40s in some cases, and especially we're going to see record low levels of temperature in places like Billings, Montana, Casper, Wyoming, Kansas City, Missouri, Madison, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and others in that area. So this is people are going to be turning up the heat now, Captain, for sure.
All right. Now, let's talk about this coronavirus thing. Now, hang on a minute. I got to pull this page up. Okay. Now, What were you and I talking about when we were talking about anything, anyone who died, a patient that was either taken care of, or anyone who died that was taken care of, a patient? What was the federal government doing for the hospitals?
Well, it turns out, Captain, that the hospitals seem to get a lot of federal money for every coronavirus patient that they have, evidently, and that's to the tune, I believe, of $26,000.
Per patient. So therefore, it behooves the hospital, and I'm not saying it's being done intentionally, but it behooves the hospital to declare anything that they possibly can with the word coronavirus attached to it, because it becomes a money game. $26,000 per patient per individual. So if you've got 10 patients times $26,000, do the math, right?
Well, right, exactly, and I heard Dr. Birx talking about this a few days ago. They believe that every death that's a coronavirus related is pretty much being listed as a coronavirus death. In other words, you might have had a underlying condition, but they believe that someone got coronavirus, it exacerbated it basically. But I think it'd be interesting to see a real delineation of the actual causes here.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, when you talk about this situation, we're not trying to say that people are trying to bilk the government. God forbid, that would never happen, right?
Right, right.
But the fact of the matter is, people are trying to take advantage of the government because of the fact that they said that they would pay $26,000 per patient for the caretakers to take care of them, which is part of the government funding that's going to the hospitals. And again, we found out about this strictly by accident yesterday and did a little check-in and come to find out there it is.
Well, exactly right. And part of it too is, and it sort of as an aside to this, I think you have some in the media who want to ramp this up so badly, perhaps, more than it really has to be, so that they can get some kind of political traction for their agenda. And again, I think the American people find it very, very distasteful. I think they want to know exactly what the deal is. If they got coronavirus, what's going to happen to them? Are there those, Stephanopoulos, he tested positive, but he doesn't have any symptoms. I think the American people want to know, what can I expect if I'm exposed to this, or if I, God forbid, I contract this virus? I don't think they want a lot of political posturing from people in the media.
Right, and people realize that people that have been stuck at home, the people that have been put out of work, realize after watching and listening to all this and hearing all these exaggerated numbers that they've been duped to a certain degree, and they've had it. They're mad, and now they want to go back to work. They figure, okay, enough is enough. It's time for us to go back to work. We'll do our social distancing. We'll do what we need to do, but we'll go back to work. If we need to wear a face mask, guess what? We'll wear a face mask, because that's that may be one of the prerequisites. But the thing of it is people need to get back to work. They cannot afford to continue to stay out.
No, they can't, and there's a lot of things that can be done in an office environment, for example, and I think they'll come up with that.
All right, and we'll be right back. And, folks, we will be right back after the top of the hour. Kyle's going to stick around for a little while longer. And when we come back, we're going to talk about something that happened yesterday with Peter Navarro, the trade representative, and what he had to say. He got into it with some folks yesterday, some medical folks, and said, look, we got to open this country. All right, I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.